Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Jernosh, I can't even begin to imagine how you're feeling and how your team is feeling in there tonight. I thought, you know, for the large part of the game, you could see that the team were fighting for the badge there tonight, and it was an amazing performance in the first half, and really right up until the 68th minute when Sligo Rovers got that first goal. Is that kind of how you'd feel about the performance yourself?
Yeah, a lot of really pleasing aspects, a lot of really good aspects. We could have had a lot more goals. We had key moments, really big chances. Alex Nolan nearly wins it for us right at the death, and they come down and score the other end. So it's like a microcosm of what's been happening. So you look, the dressing room is devastated, the players are devastated, the staff are devastated. We know how big a game it was. We're gutted, the players gave everything. They fought for the badge, as you said. But ultimately the game's not gone our way, and you know, we need to really look at the key moments of why, because that's ultimately what's put us in the situation that we're in.
You seem to, was it kind of fair to say, maybe you play with that back four tonight with the three midfielders kind of sitting in front of them. It was very hard for Sligo Rovers even to get into that final third of the pitch, so you must have felt that the game plan was going really well. And also, we saw a lot more direct football from Cork City tonight. Was there a bit of a tweak there?
Look, I think the way we, you know, when you score the first goal in the game, it sort of allows you to have a little bit of flexibility in how you do that, and we created a lot of chances down on the counter. We got the second goal as well. We were probably fully deserving for that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Look, we've obviously brought players to the football club. We've got a lot of new players within the team. We're trying to do this with a third of the season to go. It's really difficult. You know, we're playing players together, new partnerships. Part of that, what we've got with Conor Brand is another option to go more direct. There was some of that was an aspect of the game we wanted to do, and we've created chances from it. But look, I can talk about the game. The fans are leaving here tonight with a defeat, and that's all that they will care about. And look, we're just disgusted, yeah.
Yeah, Conor Brand was brilliant tonight. He made some incredible saves. Like, for a man making just his second league appearance, I think it is this season, like, he dominated his area as well for corner kicks. And in fact, it wasn't until Sligo Rovers started hitting the outswing of corner kicks that maybe that's when you started to struggle there.
Yeah, and that's, look, the second goal's a key one, and Rory Feely is you know, he's probably a hair away from heading the clear. It's fractions. It's a really good finish from their player. Look, Conor Brand, he's a kid. He's played his second game, like you said. We've got a lot of kids in that team. Matty Kiernan, Scott Sullivan obviously came off. We've got a lot of Cork kids in that team. Conor Brand's from Galway, but he's a young player. I believe in young players. I believe that's the future of Irish football, playing them. So Conor's one of them that I think can have a good career. And some tough moments tonight for him, but overall he did well.
Look, you've only been here for a few weeks, so, you know, we're going back maybe even, you know, a season and a half here, but it seemed like some of the players ran out of steam. Like, you know, Crowley put himself all over the pitch tonight. He was popping up everywhere and just seemed to run out of steam a little bit. Maybe a couple of other players. Is there, like, would you like to see the S&C sort of thing stepping up here with this squad?
I think that, we need to be, you know, really, really physically strong. We need to be able to play for 95, 96 minutes. How we train is important in that. It's an area where we need to grow and we need to make improvements. Obviously, this club has had a huge amount of injuries this season. It's had a lot of change. It's had a surplus of staff before we came to the club, definitely. And we need to get the players to be fitter and stronger, that they can see out games and play for 95, 96 minutes. We need to be really good in that area.
And again, you're only in the door, so you're still trying to build your squad. Would you like to get another couple of players in before this window closes?
We've been working really hard behind the scenes. We were hoping to get a couple of League of Ireland players who know the league, who've been in the league. We were close to that. It didn't happen. We're in a situation now where I want people, the right sort of people. I want Irish players. I want players who care about this club, who want to be here. I've said that consistently. Who want to be here for a long time. I inherited a situation where a lot of players left, want to leave. I need people who are committed. The Cork City fans need people who are committed, and that's really important. So the people that I bring to the club, that's the most important thing. So if I can find the right people, we'll bring them to the club. But equally, I won't, if I can't find those people, I won't block the young Irish players, the young kids of Cork, because I feel really strong about that.
Yeah, and like on that, like, would you talk about players being committed? Are you concerned you're not getting that from the full squad at the moment? Like, listen, people saw what happened last week against Leicester Celtic, the argument over the penalty. Like, is morale good in the dressing room?
Yeah, the group couldn't have worked harder tonight, okay? Everyone who, I said it yesterday in the press, I've got a group who I looked in the eye yesterday, I knew they wouldn't let me down in terms of effort, okay? This club, we've had a lot of signings which are window to window. We've had a lot of players who, it's a stepping stone for them to go somewhere else. That's the reality. They don't want to be here for a long time. When they leave the club, they'll probably never return to Cork. Okay, never return to the city. And how I want to build the club is with people who want to be here, want to be here for a long term, want to make this club successful. That's what this club needs. The club has yo-yoed, it's gone up and down, up and down. We need people who want to be here, and we need to build and be strong enough to sustain success in the Premier Division. It's been going on for too long. That's what I want to do. That's why I've come to the club. That's why David Moyler and Ulster joined me and left clubs to come and do it. So we've got a really clear plan of how we want to do it. We haven't got the results we needed to in the games we've had so far. We won't give up. We'll keep fighting, but we've got a really clear plan of how we'll do it. And I'll tell you now, the Cork kids and Irish kids and players, they will be paramount for this. And I won't have people who don't want to be here, and they won't be don't want playing for me.
Is the 11-point gap unsurmountable now at this stage?
The 11-point gap is huge. I think, look, you saw tonight the game was in the melting pot. It's the finest of margins. I think I could definitely say I could be sitting here and it's 5 points. All right, but I'm not, and that's the key thing. Okay, so this club has won 2 in 25 games, if I've got me match right. Okay, there's a reason for that. Okay, we need to change it. We're running out of games, and we'll keep going, we'll keep fighting. The players in that dressing room are devastated, they are fighting, and I've got a good group in there now who want to play for this club and commit to this club, and we can do it, but it's going to be tough.
Okay, and just finally, Gerard, and I said, listen, if the worst came to the worst, and obviously you don't want this to happen, but if the club was to be relegated, like, are you committed? Do you want to stay and turn things around, even if it is a matter of taking the team from the First Division next year back up?
Look, I came here for a certain reason. I want to do something. I want to do something for the club to make it successful and to be successful in the Premier Division. We need to build that. This isn't going to be something that's going to happen in a couple of weeks. We need to build it. We need to have a clear plan and a strategy for how we do it. We need staff to do it, and we need players to do it, and we need the whole club involved in it. We need unity with the fans. And I understand all the anger from the fans. I really do, because I've come to the club and we've not won enough games of football. But I can only promise them how we work, how we're working behind the scenes, the effort we're putting in, how we're living, which is with total commitment to this football club, and that's the only way it will get back to where it needs to be. Do I want to do that? Yeah, absolutely. That's why I've come here. But I'm also really strong on how I'll do it. And if that doesn't match, then that's fine, because I'm really clear on how I'll do it. I'm very experienced in how I think it can be done. I've seen it, and I'm really clear on how I want to do it, and that's with Irish players, with the kids of Cork, and some good signings around them, experienced players, like we've got some of them in the dressing room, and we can do it, but it's going to take time.
Gerard, thanks for your time, we appreciate it.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
We've been shagged by Dublin, we've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin. We have to put up with this. At this level, that's cost my club lots of money. Lots of money. The players are suspicious. The players are concerned. And I ask you, am I being paranoid? Or is this reality? This is reality. I'm highly suspicious. Very skeptical. I'm completely disillusioned over that. That was a scandalous decision. I'm only a part of the proletariat. These people run the game. There's something definitely going on. We're from Cork, and what's happening in Dublin? Nothing. They don't give a shit about what's happening in Dublin. There's something seriously wrong. There still exists, in Irish football, a link with the past. Am I going crazy? Is there something seriously wrong with our game? I think there is. And again, and again, and again, and again. Somebody's out to get me. Is there somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by Dublin. We've been ridden rock solid by people.